Second, all Scripture, says Paul, is inspired by God and can profitably be used for refuting error. How widespread is error in the world today? Thanks mainly to the demonic use of the media. One of the great marvels of God's providence in the modern world, providing us with means for communicating knowledge instantaneously, persuasively, from the most distant places, reaching not thousands, not millions, hundreds of millions of people at the same time, never before known in the history of the human race. Oh, but whatever else we should know is of those in charge of our media of communication. What a safe statement. Are not those who believe what the Scriptures contain. Second purpose, for refuting error. End of the Bible, said the Holy Spirit, telling Paul to tell Timothy, if the Bible was to refute error in the first century, what shall we say about the need for this powerful weapon of the truth to refute error in our day? Third purpose, I'm quoting the Holy Spirit, inspiring Paul, teaching Timothy. All Scripture is to be used for guiding people's lives. After all, it is one thing to know the truth. It is even more to be able to distinguish truth from error. Oh, but it's in the how. How do you put this into practice? How do you live this truth? The Holy Spirit says, and he uses the universal, all Scripture, for guiding people's lives. We need direction. We need someone to lead us. And who better than the Spirit of God, who on his own witness inspired the sacred books to be our principal spiritual director. And that spiritual director is to be capitalized. He is the Spirit of the infinite God. Finally, and most pertinently for this retreat, the four reasons, unquote, the Holy Spirit, why the Scriptures were written, the fourth of these reasons, teaching people to be holy? And whatever else the spiritual life is, or better, whatever else the spiritual life is supposed to be, it is to be a constant growth in holiness, to become more and more, day by day, like the God from whom we came, the All-Holy One, and for whom we were made. Oh yes, oh yes, but the only ones who will return to the God from whom they came are those who leave time and enter eternity in the state of holiness. That's my first recommendation. Better. I protected myself by going back to the scriptures and sharing with you, not my poor thoughts, but the wisdom of the all wise God. All scripture has been inspired by God for the four purposes we have identified. And my friends, during this retreat, we need all four. Now, to draw on some of this inspired wisdom from the sacred scriptures. Anyone who begins a retreat must assume, the word is must assume, there are things in our lives that need. I ended up with six things we need that need correction, that need removal, that need endurance, that need to be added, things that are missing, that need improvement, that need to be continued, remain firm, that need to be deepened in the mind, that need to be strengthened in my will. We are only as strong as our minds are strong. And there's only one source of strength for the mind, and that is God's truth. Only people with convictions are people of courage, nobody else. And the convictions are to come from the mind of God, enlightening our minds, and thus giving courage to our wills. The words of our Savior. Oh, how we can miss the profound depth. Blessed is he who perseveres to the end. To keep going and going until our last vocation. The call. from this life into the life that will never end. Again, if we are to benefit from making the spiritual exercises based on sacred scripture, we must assume that God's grace is not only ready, but literally envelops us constantly. What shall I say? Eagerly. Available, all we have to do is want the grace and then use it. I have four more recommendations. Each is an imperative of the verb. Each of the imperatives is to be followed by an exclamation mark. How to benefit from the spiritual exercises based on sacred scripture. Four imperatives. Pray. The ordinary source of grace available to mankind is prayer. Who will be saved? Those who pray. Who will be lost? Those who don't pray. Second, trust. Obviously. Not yourselves. God. He is not an impassive bystander as we struggle through this valley of tears, groping, climbing the mountain to the Most High. Trust that having brought us into this world, he will also bring us into the next. Third, plan. One of my favorite passages from the Old Testament is where wisdom, that is God, speaking to human beings, says, I, wisdom, dwell in counsel. That's spelled S-E-L. I, wisdom, dwell in forethought. I, wisdom, dwell in planning. That's why, by the way, we've got a mind to use it. The last thing any rational human being would do at 5 o'clock in the afternoon is cross Park Avenue in New York City where they're looking and not into the both sides, but first. Do I have the red light with me? And has it been on long enough for the taxi speeding at 60 miles an hour not going through the light and hitting me on the way? all kinds of forethought and foresight. All kinds of worldly wisdom we've got. What we need is to plan, anticipate the opportunity that I foresee and the dangers and temptations that lie ahead. Finally, resolve. As St. Ignatius understands the spiritual exercises, they are meant to end with a decision by the mind and a resolution of the will. Looking at my past, looking into my foreseeable future, here's what I think God wants me to tell Him I will do. And then, do it. A closing prayer. Most Holy Spirit, You gave us the sacred scriptures as our guide through life on our way to eternity. Enlighten our minds during this retreat to know Your will in our regard. Strengthen our wills to embrace Your divine will, no matter what the price may be, to the merits of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.